Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Calm and sit down. Who's man? Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to do some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys can get in your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put it down the babies, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, game time! welcome to the Parents Coach and Parents Network. I'm your host, M.H. Scott, and as always, we promise you another wonderful show, hopefully. We'll have quite a few callers on the line this evening, and everyone will get something out of this conversation. Because if you don't get anything out of the conversation, trust me, parents, I'm not doing my part. And we here at the Parents Coach and Parents Network is here to ensure that you get the best out of every show, every opportunity, every conference call, every workshop, everything we can possibly do for you, because without you, we don't exist, and that's the reality of it. That's the bottom line to it, and that's the way we see it. We're here to ensure that you become the biggest advocate for your child. You know, we do hashtag be an advocate, and be an advocate is basically just letting you know you need to be an advocate for your child as he moves forward in his or her success, endeavors, and life-changing experiences. But, you know, I can't start my show without first going to my man, Mr. Keith Wright. Keith has been with us for quite some time, and I can't go without starting the show up without Keith. So, if you could hold on a second, we're going to get to Mr. Keith Wright and have him share with us, as he always shares with us, his little piece called The College Experience, which I very easily named The College Experience, because Keith talks about how he made it successful for himself during the time period that he was in college. Here we go. Where you at, Keith?
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
As Keith puts it each and every time, he's making smart cool. He's making smart cool. And that's something that parents, I think if we can get this to stick in the minds of our children, that it's okay to be smart, you know, that old thing that used to be pumped in their head, if you're smart, you're a nerd, and all that old kind of craziness, if we can get that erased and get them to understand making smart cool is how you make things happen for yourself. Hey, I think we'll be on the right track to success. Well, if you're listening to us today, you're listening to the Parents Coach and Parents Network or PCP Network here on Blog Talk Radio. If at any point in time you want to call in and talk to our guests who we'll be bringing up here in a minute, You can always, always, always reach us at 917-889-8095. I'll say that number again, 917-889-8095, here on the Parents Coaching Parents Network Blog Talk Radio Show. You know, we're going to be going to our guests here shortly, but let me give you a little insight on what we try to do here on the Parents Coaching Parents Network. Basically, we just try to provide as much information to the parents as possible. You know, we try to give you resources. We try to provide you with other knowledgeable parents and connect you with other knowledgeable parents that have been part of the process, part of the game, been involved with what's going on over the years. Their children have made it from the middle school level to the high school level, from the high school level to the college level, and even in some cases from the college level to professional ranks. You know, I had an opportunity to be online earlier this evening with some great ladies in an organization called Mothers of Athletes. And as always, they had a great guest on their show, you know, and they're sharing information. You know, folks like that, being connected with folks like that, they have a number of young folks in their little circle, that not little circle, but in their circle, that have went on to be professional athletes that played at the professional level or currently playing at the professional level. Parents, is all about us giving back to you. You know, we've had opportunities to have some exposure, some experience in various things, and it's all about us giving back to you. Help us help you. That's the way I look at it, and that's the way, the model I like to try to ride with here on the Parents Coach Parents Network. Because if it wasn't for some other parent sitting back and trying to give me a couple tidbits here and there, then I would have been struggling going through the recruiting process and, you know, just getting my son to focus from high school on off to the college level and then from there to the professional ranks, you know, and all that, you know, that's his story. And he's off doing bigger and better things right now and enjoying life. But, again, we at the Parents Coach Parents Network, you know, we not only talk about the scholarship process, but we also talk about other various things that involve you know, just being a parent of an athlete. You know, just making that connection with your child, just making sure that your child understands that you are there for them. Well, folks, you know, I think it's time for us to get around to talking with our guests, and hopefully I know our guest is on the line. I believe our guest is on the line, and our guest is going to bring us some good information today, because too many times we deal with that big organization in the sky, and I wouldn't say I'm saying in the sky, but we all know it's not really and truly in the sky. A big organization out there called the NCAA, and if you don't understand what the NCAA brings to the table or what you should get out of being a part of that process or helping your child through that process, then parents, you're selling yourself short. Selling yourself short. And our guest this evening will be able to share some information with you as far as what you as a parent should be a part of, what you as a parent should be a part of. Well, folks, without further ado, I want to see if our guest is on the line with us, and hopefully our guest is on the line. Our guest this evening will be Miss Alexis Avery, and Miss Alexis Avery has had the pleasure of working in compliance at a couple different levels. So the expertise is there, you know, the value is there. And when I say working in compliance, if you're not familiar with what I'm talking about, parents, that's the office or them other folks that sit back and say whether or not your child, you know, will get into his or her prospective school, you know, because you have to meet the requirements of the Eligibility Center of the NCAA, and the compliance folks is the link between the NCAA and your child, and also working with the local athletic department at your child's prospective school. So let's go on and see whether or not our guest is on this evening, and we'll try to go from there. Good evening. You're on with the Parents Coach of Parents Network.
Good evening.
Hey, good evening. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Okay, are we speaking with Miss Avery?
Yes.
Okay, say again.
I said I am here.
Oh, okay, well, that's a good thing. I'm glad you decided to join us. And, you know, I know you're right in the middle of transition because that's just what's going on with you right now. But give us a little background on who you are and where you have been.
Well, I'm a 2005 graduate of Hampton University. My degree is in sport management. I played volleyball on a full scholarship all 4 years. The last 7 years, I've had the opportunity to be on both Division I and Division II NCAA campuses in the compliance office. This past year, as you stated, I've had the experience of being on the NAIA campus, which was very different in the past, but the concept of what compliance does is the same thing.
Okay. You know, parents, she just brought up something that we very rarely even talk about, and I think we need to take advantage of this valuable asset that we have on the line this evening. And I say that because, like I said, we very rarely even talk about NAIA, but NAIA is not as huge as the NCAA. But there are a number of schools out there that fall under the NAIA's umbrella. And hopefully Ms. Avery will be able to share some of her experiences dealing with NAIA schools and some of the requirements dealing with NAIA, because I'm going to be honest with you, I'm totally blind on that aspect, you know, as far as NAIA is concerned. I know a few things, but as long as I have resources like Ms. Avery, I think I'm going to be all right. And every parent that's listening to this call this evening and here on the air with us on Blog Talk Radio, Parents Coach and Parents Network, hey, you're going to be all right as well because you're part of the network, the Parents Coach and Parents Network, and we have resources to reach every aspect of what's going on out there for your child in sports. Well, Ms. Avery, let's start with talking about the NAIA. Just give me some things that you found to be different between the NAIA and NCAA requirements.
Well, with the NAIA, you have to meet two of the three requirements, which, again, is still the test score. The ACT is 18, and your SAT is an 860. So you either have to meet that requirement. The high school GPA requirement is a 2.0, so which is the same as the NCAA, or you have the class ranking requirement. So if you graduate in the top half of your high school, that's two of the three that you can meet to meet those NAIA requirements to be eligible that first year as a freshman.
Okay. Okay, yeah, and you have a host of parents that's on the line, and sooner or later when we open up the phone lines and have questions, hopefully some folks will have some questions for you as well. But for right now, I'm going to drive all the questions. You know, why would parents be involved in the whole process, whether or not it's dealing with the NAIA institution or whether or not it's dealing with the NCAA institution? Why would parents be involved in that process?
It's very important for parents to be involved in the process because parents need to understand what those rules and regulations that the coaches have to follow. So you aren't involved and your child isn't involved in violations to, again, restrict that student athlete from competing. So you want to also make sure that they're educated in the academic responsibility that student athlete is going to have to uphold and or get to so they can compete. And then not even thinking about the recruitment process, they should be aware of what the admissions process for that particular institution.
Oh, okay. You brought up another good topic, and I'm gonna hold off on that. But you separated the admissions from the recruiting process, and I think we're gonna come back around to that question. Do you know of anybody, you know, at the local level that is like a resource or a liaison between what you may do in the compliance office to the high school coach or to that parent? Is there anyone out there that we can reach out to on a regular basis other than reaching out to the local compliance office?
Every high school, believe it or not, there is at least one person designated to register and keep up the NCAA Eligibility Center. So the high schools have access to that portal, we'll call it, that has the information as far as the core requirements for their high school. So the courses that they offer at every high school have to be input into that system. So, yes, a counselor, I would say always start with your counselor. Find out who that person is, and, of course, doing that through the head coach and or the athletic director.
Okay, so there's someone in every high school. Parents, listen to me. Every high school. If you don't know that person and your child has been in that high school or have attended that high school for one complete year and your child is involved in sports, then you need to find out who that person is. You know, because just as Ms. Avery just stated, that person is responsible for ensuring that the core courses that your child is taking is, you know, listed with the NCAA or shows up on the eligibility list, you know, so you need to know who that person is and need to start, you know, finding out what that person can share with you to help your child be successful at the end of the day. And this is not a junior year, senior year type of action that you should take. This is something that you should probably start looking at and working on in your child's freshman year. Realistically, I say stepping into high school, early freshman, eighth grade year, you want to check and see who this person may be. You know, parents being involved in the recruiting process and dealing with the Eligibility Center, I know from time to time we can call the Eligibility Center and find out information. How often do you have parents call, you know, a compliance office, or is that something that's taboo or forbidden or whatever?
It's not forbidden. I guess I would say make sure that you know where your child wants to go so you can talk to that person directly, because there's a process that we have to go through on that institution that we have the same access to. It's, again, the Eligibility Center, where we have the institutional side that sees when transcripts are sent, when transcripts are received, test scores are received, if they signed, and looked at the drug consent form to know the banned drugs and things of that nature.
Okay. So it's not something for, you know, parents just to regularly just pick up the phone and try to reach out to the nearest compliance office to find out, you know, exactly what's what. Should the coach be the sole resource? You know, because a lot of times we rely heavily on, we as parents, we rely heavily on our coaches being, you know, the sole resource for what's going on. And I know you just mentioned that there's a person in every school. So those two individuals kind of sort of help drive everything for us, or, you know, should parents do a lot of legwork themselves? What's your thoughts on that? Just out of your experience.
My experience within the last 7 years is that by the time the kids get on a college campus, they didn't know these requirements until they receive their NLI or they're trying to sign and being recruited, which is, again, like you said, too late, their junior and senior year. So I'm going to put the onus and the responsibility on the parent. So you
okay.
can do the research to know where your kid wants to go. So, again, you can do the research to know what qualifications and the requirements that they need to fulfill their dreams.
Okay. Parents, you hear that? It's come from somebody that has worked at the majority of the levels, NAIA, if I'm not mistaken, Division II, correct?
Correct.
You worked at Division II and also at the Division I level?
Yes, sir.
So only thing you haven't covered so far is Division III. So it's all right. Truly a valuable asset. Truly a valuable asset. Parents, you know, I can't stress it enough how important it is for you to be involved in the recruiting process. And when I say being involved, you know, there's a whole lot of folks out there that can tell you a whole lot of answers, but all answers may not be good answers. You know, just like all money ain't good money. All answers ain't always good answers. And what I mean by that, especially when we're talking about the career and the future of your child. Forget about that term, and I know it's something that Ms. Avery has probably dealt with in and out, day in and day out on a regular basis, the term of student-athlete. But parents, we as parents have to forget about that term, student-athlete. That is our child. Them are our children. You know, we have to remember that. They become student-athletes when they're part of the institution, but for the most part, they are still our children. And on that note, Ms. Avery, is there, you know, to your knowledge, you know, what are the requirements to do just basically what you're doing? You know, I know you said earlier that you got a degree in sports management, but is that the sole requirement to work in the compliance office?
No. I was fortunate enough to know early on what I wanted to do. I started out my first 2 years at Hampton as a chemical engineer major. So I switched sports management just to think of long-term goals and what I really love to do. So that was just my path. I don't have my master's degree. So my path has been my experience. When I have interviewed people for positions in compliance, the degree is important to know the background of sport. So if you can get an undergraduate or a master's in sport management, go for it. Again, to have that background, there are up-and-coming NCAA concentrations that are out there at particular schools. I just finished a certification of compliance through the National Compliance Association that is fairly new, that goes within the Division I and the Division II processes of compliance. So there are different certifications out there, but I would say the biggest thing in compliance is experience.
Okay, having the experience and getting the experience. And you know, I say that and I ask that question because oftentimes our children have that passion to be involved in sports. And, you know, with sports being a $300 billion industry that, a year, you know, it's one of those things that's never going to go away. So, you know, if you are seriously looking for a job and you're going to be, you love the game and you've been in the game for, you know, the majority of your life, hey, that may be somewhere you want to look first and foremost. I know oftentimes our children and our athletes, they pursue or try to pursue the career of being that professional athlete. Think about how many different folks are connected to that one professional athlete. You know, going back to our questions again, Ms. Avery, I had another question for you. I forgot what it was, just that quick. I drew a blank. It was something on my mind when I first started talking, and it was something that you had said earlier on. And I said we're going to come back to it.
The requirements, admissions, the difference between admissions and being eligible to compete.
Exactly. There we go. Thank you. Appreciate you. You know, that's
no
what
happens
when you get old, folks. You have a tendency to forget things quick. But, you know, give us a rundown, you know, because parents don't understand that. They think, you know, once their child is offered a scholarship, then that means they automatically have been admitted to that college. Is that so?
No. again, depending on what level you're trying to be at, if your child is offered NLI, which is a National Letter of Intent, which accompanies a scholarship, which is an award letter, there are certain requirements that you have to have before you even get that. So you have to make sure that they have registered with the eligibility center, submitted test scores, and submitted a transcript. So if your child hasn't submitted those things and being able to register, then you have a scholarship, then automatic, that's a problem. But, again, if you're getting a scholarship, that does not mean that you are automatically admitted to the university. You still have to go through that process. And a lot of times the admission requirements are very different from what the NCAA Division I or Division II requirements are to be eligible within that first year. I can go through the different requirements if you'd like.
Oh, we're listening. We're all ears right now.
Okay. Well, currently, Division I, you need 16 core courses. And the core courses are consisted of 3 years of English, 2 years of math, 2 years of natural science or physical science, 3 years of additional English, math, or science, 2 years of social science, and 4 years of in addition to your foreign language, your math, English, science, social science. Division I has, if you meet all of those requirements, you are considered a qualifier, which means that you can receive that scholarship that you were offered, and you can compete. If you don't meet those requirements, then you are considered a non-qualifier, which means that you, one, cannot receive a scholarship, and two, cannot practice and or compete that whole entire 2 full-time semesters at that institution.
Okay.
Division two requirements are different. You have a set SAT score that you have to have, which is, let me make sure I tell you correctly, which is an 860 ACT,
okay,
or SAT, and an ACT of a 74.
And that sounds closer to the lines of what you told us earlier about the NAIA, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
But then, again, you still have to make sure that those requirements, you're getting that for graduation purposes out of high school. Because, again, those requirements to graduate out of high school could be different than these requirements.
Mm-hmm. You know, oftentimes we as parents, we think we know a little bit about what's going on because somebody came along and told us something about, so-and-so received a scholarship, they got a full ride, and they're under the impression that this full ride consists of your child is going to be at that institution no matter what for the next 4 years. Could you explain that to us? What constitutes a scholarship, and how often does that scholarship have to be renewed?
Division I, your scholarship, if you are granted your freshman year and you're a qualifier, then that scholarship is good for 1 year. It has to be renewed, not renewed, canceled, reduced, increased by July 1 of every year. So if your child doesn't receive something from that financial aid office to say that they were renewed for their scholarship for the upcoming year, canceled, or reduced, then, again, that's just another problem, or we'll call it a violation that school has just committed. Because, again, every year you should receive a notice. Division II, scholarships can be each semester. But, again, the renewal process is still the same. So you can have a scholarship for one semester.
Wow. Wow. Okay, that was some news to me, each semester. Okay, so you can play for a semester and not make it to the next semester. So if you're right in the middle of a...
Yes, you can do that. I don't know many schools that do that. But, yes, it's in the rule book that your scholarship can be for a semester.
Yeah, so if other words, the coach want to get rid of you midway through at the end of the first semester, if that's the case, then you can be gone. You can be sitting on the sideline.
If that's what your scholarship says.
Oh, all right, parents, take heed, take note. Write that down, jot that down. You know, because when we start talking about, you know, your child being at an institution, he or she may not be at that institution. Well, definitely ain't going to be there for the full 4 years if you think you're just going to sign one time. That child has to sign each and every year by July 1 in order to renew that scholarship. Each and every year by July 1 just to renew that scholarship. You know, because back in the day, as they would say, you know, when you was offered a full ride, that full ride constituted that you were going to be more than likely be at that school for the entire 4 years. But somebody got wise and said, okay, why are we bringing this kid here for a full 4 years and he may not pan out to make it for a full 4 years? There's been some changes here recently with the NCAA. What are some of the changes that parents should be aware of?
Graduates in 2016, instead of the 16 core courses that you need now, you need 10 core courses by the seventh semester. And those core courses consist of the English, math, and or your sciences.
Well, you know, I hear folks talk about the seventh semester. And I want to let you go ahead and finish that part out. But, you know, seven semesters, and correct me if I'm wrong, seven semesters start from day one. Am I correct? Day one, when you step into high school in your freshman year, you start counting one semester, two, three, four, five, six, seven, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So from day one that you step into high school. So I say that, parents, because I want to stress that point, because too many times our young men and young men mainly, not too many young ladies are getting caught up in this reclassifying stuff. So when you get to the point of trying to reclassify or wanting to reclassify or considering reclassifying, your clock has already started as far as your semesters being counted, and you get a total of, what, 8 semesters to be eligible, correct?
10.
Okay, 10 semesters?
Yes.
10 semesters or 10 core classes?
You got 10 core classes that you need, but you have to get the 10 core courses within the seven.
Okay. But my question was, you have a total of 8 semesters that you have the whole time you're in school. And then you was going on talking about any other changes that we may need to be aware of over the next few years or so?
For Division One, because Division One has a sliding scale, the GPA and the test scores have expanded. So there's a larger sliding scale for Division One. Division Two is actually obtaining a sliding scale. So instead of having just the 870 and the exact test score, then they are going to a sliding scale as well.
Okay.
The number of core courses is changing for Division Two.
You said a number of core courses are changing?
No, they're going to stay at 16. So in 2018, they're going to have the sliding scale.
Okay. All right, parents, I hope you're jotting all this down and getting some good information there. We're going to go to the phone lines here shortly, but if you want to give us a call, you can reach us at 917-889-8095. 917-889-8095. I'm going to pop out here and throw in just a little break time here, and then we're going to come back and we're going to go to some questions, if that's okay with you, Ms. Avery.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we'll be right back.
And with the 43rd pick in the 2012 NBA Draft, the Atlanta Hawks select Mike Scott from the University of Virginia.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
Who up a student of the game? Have
Hello?
People front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain. And if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end. And when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen. But I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
Like my man, Mr. Keith Wright, said, hey, he's making smart cool. We're back on the air. You're here with the Parents Coaching Parents Network. I am your host, M.H. Scott. Again, if you want to give us a call, you can reach us at 917-889-9095. 8095. Ooh, I hope I didn't get that wrong way the first time. Let's see if we got any callers on the line. Because if Miss Avery, if you're ready to go to questions, we're gonna open up the phone line and see if we have any callers out there that has any questions for you. You ready?
Let's go.
Okay, let's go. Good evening, caller. You're on with the Parents Coach of Parents Network, area code 757, number 771. Do you have a question for Ms. Avery this evening? Hello? Good evening, caller. Your prefix is 771. Well, I guess the caller didn't have a question. Okay, well. That's the case. We'll just go on back and see who else is out here. Again, give us a call at 917 889 8095. Was there any additional information that you want to share with our listening audience while we're waiting for the next caller to call in?
Resource guides that are available that you can Google. For the NCAA, it's called Guide for College-Bound Student-Athletes. The website that you can go to get a lot of this information is www.eligibilitycenter.org.
Okay. And that covers Division One and Division Two, or just Division One?
NCAA, Division One, Two, and Three.
And what's out there for the NAIA folks that's looking for NAIA information?
PlayNAIA.org is the website.
What was that again?
Play, P-L-A-Y.
Okay.
NAIA.org.
Okay. And do they also have a resource guide out there?
Same thing, Guide for College-Bound Student-Athletes.
Okay, and their resource guide is similar to the one that NCAA has?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Does Junior College have information, too?
I didn't catch what you just said.
I said junior colleges have information site, too.
Okay. Okay. Well, name a few NAIA schools that you're familiar with and what type of programs they offer.
Auburn University at Montgomery.
Okay.
Voorhees College. Yes, Belhaven, which is in Mississippi.
Okay. Now, you having the experience of being at Hampton and turn around and being at an NAIA and being at a Division One, give us a comparison of the different environments and the different atmosphere from a sports perspective.
From a sports perspective, I think it's about the facility. Facilities and the resources
okay.
that are available. I think that separates the good from the great.
The good from the great. All right now. Very, very clearly put, right? The good from the great. Now, you know, I'm familiar with Hampton and their facility and, you know, the great things that they're trying to do over there, and they continuing to start to build. Just like some of the other HBCUs, like Norfolk State, just put up their couple new buildings over there on their campus. At an NAIA school, would that be something? Now, at an NAIA school, do they have different levels, or should I say different divisions? Okay.
They have a Division One and Division Two, Level Two, but the requirements are the same. It just depends on the school.
And for the most part, parents, that's if I'm correct, that's based upon the size of the student body.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, that's some good stuff to know. Good stuff to know, because there's a whole lot of schools out there. Parents, if your child is missing the opportunity and not being afforded the opportunity to go to school because you don't know the right things to do, or you haven't done the right things, or for whatever reason, something's just simply holding you back. There's too many schools out there. You know, just as we listened to Ms. Avery talk about it today, we're talking about not only Division One, Two, and Three at the NCAA level, but you also have NAIA schools as well, where you have different divisions as well. So if your child's missing out on that opportunity, that's because you haven't done your homework and you haven't done everything possible to ensure that that your child is going to be afforded the opportunity to go to school. Well, we're getting to the point where we're about to wind down there, Ms. Avery. Anything else you'd like to share with us?
Parents, do your research. If the academic side is where your school wants to go, do your research on what programs that they have in terms of academic success. If being the athlete is the most important thing, then understand that you still have to do the academic side to remain eligible.
You know, you talked about how you were a student athlete playing volleyball as well. How important was it for your parents to be involved in that process and to help you get to where you're at today?
Without them, I don't know where I'd be. I mean, I was fortunate enough to grow up in the gym. My father was a basketball coach all my life. By the time I got to Hampton, he was fortunate enough to be the athletic director at Hampton. So I didn't have it easy. I had everybody on my back. But again, without their support, I wouldn't be where I am today.
Okay. And something tells me that you have the aspiration to kind of sort of pick up some of them shoes and lead in the same way, because you're already in the compliance office and it seems like you're having some fun with it. So there's nothing wrong with that. That's a great thing to know. Great thing to know. But parents, you know how important it is for us to be involved in this process. You know, I think the more that you understand the process, the more that you are able to connect with your child at that level of understanding the process, you know, whether or not they got two-a-day practices, whether or not they have to make sure they get their SAT, scores in, whether or not they have to retake the ACT, or whether or not they're in their fourth semester and, you know, you don't know whether or not their core classes are correct, and you're going back and taking a look at the transcript and seeing that there's some missing gaps in there, things of that nature, knowing the right person to talk to get that corrected, you have to be a part of that problem. Not problem, but have to be a part of that process. It is essential that you are a part of that process. I can't say it enough. Can't stress it enough. You know, the young lady that we have on the line with us today is a living example of how important it is. And she's not only taken advantage of that opportunity, but has moved on to now she's in a position where she's able to help and serve others take advantage of that opportunity. And we applaud her for the great things that she's doing out there. And, you know, the other young men and women that she will help along the next few years. Well, I know you're right in the middle of a transition going from one school to the next school. So where should we see you pop up at next?
I'm headed to Jackson, Mississippi.
Oh, Lord. Oh, excuse me. I didn't mean to say that out loud and on the air, but Jackson, Mississippi. Okay. Jackson, Mississippi. And what school will you be at there?
Jackson State University.
Oh, okay. Now, I heard a little bit about Jackson State. Now, they stay busy around there from what I'm hearing. Now, Jackson State is not that school where the football team had some problems a couple of years ago, is it? Is that problems. Same school? Well, I shouldn't say problems, where they let the coach go and the team decided they were going to sit out. Was that Jackson State or was that somebody going to play Jackson State?
That was somebody going to play Jackson State.
Okay. I knew Jackson State was in there somewhere along the line. That's a great thing. I'm going to be at Jackson State, and hopefully you'll find many other success stories and, you know, help a whole bunch of other folks become part of the great world, or should I say the sports industry. We appreciate you. We applaud you. We commend you. Anytime you want to come on and be a guest on our show, you're more than welcome. As different changes come up and things like that, hey, if you want to share them with us, you know, send me an email, and we make sure we can get you on the air with us again. And you can share as much information as you want to anytime you want to. Or if you foresee something or you see something out there that parents really and truly need to be aware of, please, please, please make sure you reach out to us here at the Parents Coach the Parents Network, because we value and honor everything that you're doing out there to help us help our children get to where they're trying to be. Anything you want to close out with?
Thank you. This was fun. I definitely have to come back.
Hey, we now you got a little bubbling in your voice there. We truly appreciate you you know, wanting to come back and realizing that, hey, this is a piece of cake there. And, you know, it's just the idea of getting information out to the folks. You know, we got to be able to get the information out to the folks. Look like we have another caller on the line here. Let's see if we can get this caller up on the air and see if there's a question out there.
Okay.
Good evening. You're on with the Parents Coach the Parents Network, area code 757-771. Do you have a question for our guest today? Hello, caller. I guess this caller must just be in listening mode right now. Okay. Let's try this next number here. Good evening. Welcome to the Parents Coach of Parents Network. Area code 757-777. I don't want to give out your whole number. Do you have a question for our guest today? I guess everybody wants to just listen. It's a wonderful thing. So hopefully they're listening and learning. Hopefully they're listening and learning. So. Or they may just be shy and don't want to join in on the conversation. But if you want to come on and join in on the conversation, you're more than welcome to join in on the conversation. As always, we're here on the Parents Coach and Parents Network each and every Sunday at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. Each and every Sunday at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. We're going to make that our designated time to be on the air with you folks, and we're going to share as much information as we can possibly get our hands on. We're going to talk about any and everything involving sports and what we can do to make sure that our children get the best out of their dream. And it's not always going to be about becoming a big-time athlete, you know, making hundreds of thousands of dollars or whatever it is. It could be simply talking about becoming somebody behind the scenes, you know, becoming somebody in sports media, somebody in marketing, somebody in, you know, advertising, somebody in medicine, you know, somebody in training, you know, anything like that, you know, just talking about how to get the best out of it. Because if you have that passion, have that dream, have that love to be involved in the industry, then why not get the best out of it? It's not everyone going to make the best of it and get become that one athlete, that 1% athlete that makes it. You know, oftentimes there's other disciplines in the sports industry that we can get involved in. Well, we'd like to thank our guest this evening for joining us, and like she said, hey, she enjoyed being on with us, and we enjoyed having her on, and we look forward to the next time that she's going to come back online with us and share some information with us. You know, just like she said, she's in the middle of transition to a new school, so therefore we're going to hold off on the contact information. The next time she come up, she'll be able just give us some information. But if you have to reach out to her, folks, or if you heard her say something this evening and you wasn't quite clear, you was taking some notes, you can always shoot us an email on Parents Coach the Parents Network. You can catch us on Facebook. You can catch us on Blog Talk Radio every Sunday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can even look us up on Twitter and Instagram at PCP Network. Or if you just want to simply just send us an email, you can send us an email at pcphr@aol.com. Yes, I did say AOL. Last time I said AOL, I heard somebody start laughing. and I didn't find that to be funny. But, yeah, I'm still using AOL here on the Parents Coach to Parents Network. Well, Ms. Avery, again, thanks for joining us. We appreciate you. We know that you're a busy person. We're not going to keep you up much longer. Thank you, and hopefully we'll have you on again.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Have a good evening.
You do the same.
Okay. Well, like I said, we've had a wonderful guest on today, folks, and she shared some information with us that, you know, many of you could have just simply went out there and looked it up and found that information for yourself. But when you have a valuable resource such as Ms. Avery and any other person that we have here on our show as a guest, please know how to use these resources to your advantage. Use these resources to your advantage, because if you don't, you're wasting your time and the time of your child, because your child has worked hard to be that athlete out there on the floor, and there's too many institutions out there that miss out on opportunity. Our kids miss out on opportunity to go to school and do what they have to do because they way too late to start putting the pieces together. That is not going to happen. That should not happen. That doesn't have to happen as long as you stay connected to the Parents Coach Parents Network. And if you're not connected to the Parents Coach Parents Network, there's a whole lot of other organizations out there that you could become a part of or associate with, affiliated with, or however you want to look at it, just as easy. Not only Parents Coach Parents Network out there helping you do different things, Abigee's Radio out in Texas is doing some of the same thing. You got Al Woods, Woods Recruiting Service, is out there helping folks get into school out of Ohio. You have Mothers of Athletes, which I was on with them this evening on one of their conference calls. They're doing some phenomenal things out in the community, and they're helping folks. And all these folks you can look up on Google or on the Internet anywhere and find out what they're doing if they're in your area. Mothers of College Athletes, MOCA, out there doing some great things. Sports Moms up in Detroit, MOCA out of Florida, excuse me. Mothers, Sports Moms out of Detroit doing some wonderful things. I'm just trying to think of all the Philly Moms up in Philly. You know, all these folks are doing some great things out in our community. And as long as we stay connected, connecting the dots is one of the biggest things that we as a community have to learn how to do. And I can't close out without mentioning my mentor, my guy, Mr. Eric Glenn out there, National Sports Authority. They're always doing some phenomenal things in the community and making sure that our young men and women getting the best out of whatever is out there for them in the sporting industry. And if you hadn't had a chance to check him out on MSNBC, he's been on a number of shows over the last couple of weeks since his Donald Sterling issue popped up. But he's been on a number of high-profile media shows out there talking about this Donald Sterling issue from the National Sports Authority standpoint. So stay in touch, stay in tune, stay with us. Hey, as always, now we here at the Parents Coach to Parents Network, it's here for you. Parents, we love you. We're going to see you again next week. Until then, hey, you have a great evening. We're going to close out real quick with a little Parents Coach to Parents Network, followed by my man, Mr. Keith Wright. And then we're out.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
Whoopers.
student of the game. Had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain. And if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end. And when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen. But I'm hating dead. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and the knowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves. That's how I do.
That's my guy, Keith. He say he's making smart cool. Thank you for listening to the Parents Coach the Parents Network. You have a great evening. We'll see you again next Sunday evening here at Blog Talk Radio, Parents Coach the Parents Network. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.